On this Thursday, November 16th, Trellis HIV and Community Care will be raising money with the Integrated Care Hub via a concert at the Broom Factory. The event, entitled The Two Things Missing Project, will feature up-and-coming Kingston hip-hop musicians. The goal of the event is to raise $10,000, which will be used to create winter survival kits to help keep unhoused folks warm during the winter. The evening will also provide an opportunity for attendees to speak with people who are facing the drug poisoning crisis head-on. Expert Justine McIsaac will also take the stage to speak to the housing crisis and the need for safe supply. Justine runs the Consumption Treatment Center and is an expert in her field. In addition to performers and speakers, free training on how to administer the life-saving naloxone medication will be offered, and this will include a free naloxone kit to take home. I sat down with Keaton, one of the performers for Thursday night, and Kelly McIsaac with the Integrated Care Hub to talk about Keaton's music career as a Kingston artist and the Two Things Missing Project. Today, joining us on CFRC, we have talented musician and integral part of the Kingston hip-hop scene, Keaton, joining us to chat about your music and your upcoming performance on Thursday with the Two Things Missing Project. Welcome to CFRC, Keaton.
Thanks for having me.
To get us started and give our listeners just some background on your career, I was wondering if you could describe how things got started for you.
I started making music when I was still a teenager. It was still novel at the time, and then it kind of just carried on from there. I started performing live shows around the time when I was 18. Started opening for some big headlining acts that came through the city. And then most recently, I just opened for Maestro Fresh West and Cardinal Official at the Market Square in Kingston.
Yeah, awesome stuff. And I was wondering if there were any names, big or small, that inspired you when you were first starting off.
I don't think there was any one person specifically. I think I can draw inspiration from pretty much any success story. When I was growing up, it was the same kind of thing. I never had one person that I was in love with. I just kind of had a rotation of artists. So pretty much anybody, you know, yeah, to put it short, not one person.
Yeah, awesome. Sounds good. So you've always included social commentary in your music, from what I've gathered. Has that always been the case? And why has that been important for you?
Yeah, it's always been the case. I don't think it was ever something I did with an agenda in mind. Most of my music is just written from a sincere place, and I base a lot of what I talk about off of experiences I've had. So I think it just naturally comes across as social commentary, but really I'm just commenting on my life anyway.
Yeah, good stuff. Sort of turning to the Kingston scene, I think your care for your hometown here in Kingston and community is exemplified by just how dedicated you are to building the local scene here. So I was wondering if you could describe a bit how the local scene has developed in the past few years in your eyes.
I think the biggest changes have been the overall city's enthusiasm about hip hop. It used to kind of just be, well, it still is in a lot of ways, but it used to just be pockets of rappers or hip hop enthusiasts, and there wasn't really a lot of attention put on the overall city itself. That dynamic change where like the municipality and a lot of city connected organizations are getting more excited about doing hip hop events and wanting to be involved in those kind of things. I also think the general enthusiasm from the artistic perspective has changed for the better as well. I think there's a lot more youth getting into it as a serious occupation than I think there was back when I started. And I think the idea of it being like a viable career in Kingston has definitely become more of like a realistic pursuit to a lot of people.
Yeah, that's awesome. Are you finding there's more opportunities for hip-hop performers in Kingston then?
I think it's getting there, yeah.
Since we might hear a bit of this on Thursday night, I was wondering if you could speak a bit about the newest album that you dropped in the summer.
Yeah, the newest album I dropped was If Strangers Think I'm Cool. It was kind of just a blend of like new age hip-hop, things I was experimenting with. And I wrote over the COVID pandemic. So I just had a lot of time to sit, think, play around with musical stylings. And then that was kind of the end result.
Yeah, good stuff. Will we hear a lot of that on Thursday, or have you sort of picked a big selection on your set list?
Yeah, I hear a mix of that into the EP that I dropped previously.
Oh, awesome. Good stuff. And getting right into the event, the Two Things Missing Project, I was wondering if you could speak a bit about this event in general and how you got involved.
Yeah, so I do work with the Integrated Care Hub regularly. And Kelly, who we have here, approached me about doing a charity event. And since we already are co-workers, I said, why not? Essentially, we're going to be raising money for winter supplies. When it gets cold out and all you have for shelter is a tent, it becomes imperative that you have the proper equipment to stay warm. So we're going to be raising money to buy some survival equipment and just camping kits. Kelly has a better rundown she can give you in a second, but essentially the two things missing project is going to be centered around the two things missing, and by that we mean affordable housing or housing in general and safe drug supply. If Kelly, you want to share some more about that?
This was inspired basically, like Keaton said, the people that we serve at the Integrated Care Hub. They're people, and we have the privilege of getting to know them personally instead of just seeing them off to the sidelines that a lot of people do. And with the homes piece that's missing, it's a huge piece. It's a huge. But we don't really mean just home or housing is not adequate housing. We mean safe housing for the people that we serve. And like Keaton said, a lot of our people still end up having to sleep outside. There's still not a lot enough shelter beds. And Keaton and I working together, it was kind of like, oh yeah, maybe we could, partner up in this. And there's also a young man at the hubs, and this was another inspiration for me, who is an amazing freestyler and rapper. And so he kind of inspired me to go this route as well. And then with the safe supply, like Keaton said, people are dying. Actually, people have died more from the drug poisoning epidemic than people die of COVID, and that's the way it is in Kingston and across the country. So, those are the two missing pieces.
Thank you very much for the rundown of the event. I was wondering if you could also speak a bit about, this is a question for both you, Kelly and Keaton, the other few performers that will be taking the stage on Thursday and the speakers that you'll have at this event. I'll
Yes.
leave that one for you, Keaton.
Yeah. So, I got three of my bros coming with me. I got Scape Artist, 92 Rare, and Dirty Doc. And it's actually pretty cool because me and Dirty Doc have never really done a show together. We've kind of just known each other through the scene. I want to talk about Doc because we don't usually work together, but I brought him in on this. His music actually speaks to drug addiction a lot more than and a lot of other people. And I think that people realize that. And I think that overall, just the organizer and the acts that are going to be performing, like if you don't know Scape, he has a mix of R&B and blues with some kind of like boom bap rap. He's kind of like old school, but he's in the new wave. It's really interesting. It's kind of like this blend. You got Rare, he's one of the top city. Everybody knows who Rare is. He's one of the arguably most gifted rappers in the city. And then, like I said, we're gonna have Doc, and I really think that the four of us are just gonna bring together a really cool show and kind of capture what the message of the two missing pieces really is. So yeah, that's the rundown on those guys. Like, look them up. They're some of the bigger guys in the city, right? So if you are already tapped into the Kingston scene, then you know who they are, and you know what to expect, then it's going to be a crazy show.
That's awesome. Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be an awesome show. Yeah, great lineup. And Kelly, I was wondering if you could speak a little bit about the speaker you're having as well.
Justine McIsaac is the speaker that we're having, and she runs the Consumption Treatment Center, and she is an expert in her field. Like, she has touched many people, and she's one of the most sought-after speakers in her field in Kingston as well. She speaks at Queen's University. many, many times. So it's very exciting to have her join us. And she's mostly going to speak to this need of safe supply. Everyone will be touched by what she has to say. One thing that we didn't mention is we're also doing naloxone training.
Yeah,
we're going to be doing like an overdose simulation and then train people on naloxone and send them away with their own naloxone kit. So that's pretty exciting too.
Once again, that was local musician Keaton and Kelly McIsaac with the Integrated Care Hub talking about the Two Things Missing project. This event is on Thursday night at the Broom Factory and tickets are only $10. Be sure to get your tickets soon, available on Eventbrite.